I've got Ricky Smiley on the line. He's going to be in town on Saturday at the D-Pack, and good seats are still available. What's going on, Ricky Smiley?
Man, up here chilling. Just got off work. Gonna go to Publix and find me some food where I can cook something today.
Okay, so what's on the menu? Because I know you can get in the kitchen and burn now.
Man, you know I throw down.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to warm up some greens, maybe some cornbread.
Uh-oh.
Probably do me like a little ham with some glaze on it, some macaroni and cheese.
And get the itis. You going to get that?
Yes, sir.
Kick
sit
out
back and
shoes.
Lay down and go to sleep and then eat a salad. That's what I'm going to have for lunch. Then I eat a salad for dinner where I won't be getting fat.
Ricky Smiley's going to be in town on Saturday at the D-Pack. He's on the line right now. And if you don't have your tickets, I'm telling you, Ricky Smiley comes with it every single time. And last time I seen you on stage, man, you was cleaner than the Board of Health.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, even if you don't like the jokes, come for the suit that I'm going to have on. I got people coming to my show saying, you know what? I really couldn't get into what he was saying because he was so sharp. I'm talking about open casket. You know,
open casket.
I got a suit that I'm going to wear this Saturday. This is the one I'll be buried in right here.
Uh-oh.
I already picked, I already decided.
Is it going to be real shiny?
I'm talking about, like, I got a suit made out of trampoline material.
You ain't got no sense. You don't have any sense at all. Wow. Well, you've got a successful TV show on TV One. You're doing your radio show, your comedy. I mean, Ricky, I mean, you're doing it all. What is next for you?
Oh, just keep doing this TV and, you know, once the TV show goes into syndication. Hey, I'm in a movie with Paula Patton, directed by David E. Talbot, called Baggage Claim.
Wow. When's that coming out? In September, right?
Yeah, that's coming out. I'm thinking about September the 26th. I think that's when it airs. But I'm really, really excited about that.
Well, we are excited for you. Now, have you heard about the story? Heard about the story about the pastor in Waco, Texas, who tells his female leadership that they can't wear weaves to work? What would Miss Bernice Jenkins have to say about that?
I don't know what Miss Bernice Jenkins would have to say about it, but I agree with that pastor. I tell you what Ricky Smiley has to say about it. I agree about it. It's spirits in that cheap hair. It's spirits in that yak. And we don't need all of that up in the church. You can't concentrate on the word because you're worried about how your hair looks. Take all that weave out of your hair and let's give God. Jesus didn't have no weave. Huh? The woman with the issue of blood didn't have no weave. Mary Magdalene didn't have no weave. None of them had it.
All right. And it's back to school time. What would little Daryl, what advice would little Daryl give our youngsters for back to school advice? Because school starts here on Monday.
Oh, no. Eat all your lunch. You trying to get me to do them characters. You trying your best to get them characters.
Hey, I do what I do, man. I do what I do. You know? But anyway, Ricky Smiley, he's going to be in town on Saturday at the D-Pack. If you don't have your tickets, you can get them at Ticketmaster. 800-745-3000. Who else is coming with you? Who's going to be on the show with you?
Hey, it's going to be comedian Jalen Bishop, comedian Marvin Hunter, and comedian Ronnie Jordan, and they funny as hell.
All
and
right.
I'm going to tell y'all, make sure you get there on time because I'm going to come out on stage first, and I'm going to host the whole show, and I'm going to do about 1 hour in between each comedian. We're going to be there for about 6 hours, and we're going to leave there and go straight to Sunday school.
And bring a box of the pens with you, right?
Doggone betcha.
All right, Ricky Smiley, much love, continued success to you. Any last words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners?
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I just want to tell everybody to follow me on Twitter. Hit me up at Ricky Smiley.
All right, thank you. God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Good luck to you, bro.
Hey, God bless you, Sarah, and happy 100th to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Ooh.